So, okay. Where do you usually eat on campus?
Vegetarian stall.
Like, tell us which vegetarian stall.
Koku.
There's a vegetarian stall in Koku? Oh yeah, there is.
That one I saw, then upstairs. Vegetarian store, yeah.
Canteen.
The North Spine Canteen. Then, Mian McDonald's Veggie Crunch.
Veggie what?
The Veggie Crunch.
There's a veggie thing
in there. There's a Veggie Crunch.
Really? Should I try it? What's inside?
I also don't know. That's just what I mean.
Okay,
then, cause I still eat egg, so the egg mayo from there. Called Yong Tau Fu. Yeah, basically Yong Tau Fu, and then just don't take the
meat. I see. Okay. So, why do you eat other dishes? Like, why do you choose to eat other dishes?
Because they don't cook. They don't, I mean, they're vegetarian options.
Normally, who do you eat with?
My friend, who goes to lecture with me.
Okay, so is it like, Kanisha needs to eat vegetarian food, so let's eat at a place together with Kanisha so that she can get a vegetarian food? Or is it more like, they go to a place and you will find options?
Sometimes they go to a place where I can eat or if they really don't want, then I have to find myself.
But most of the time?
Most of the time can, on campus.
Most of the time can, no matter where you go.
If you're not that meow.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Uh-huh. Maybe you want to elaborate a bit more.
Like
what you mean not that meow?
Not that meow, like some people they
cannot eat egg.
Yeah, they don't want to eat egg. Then even fewer places to find food. Like you can't eat here. Okay.
So when do you normally eat?
When?
When?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
So you eat all your 3 square meals, like, must eat lah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is there a specific timing, or do you plan your meal timing out? Do you, in the morning when you wake up the day, do you go like, oh, I need to eat this time, that time, that time?
Very different because of timetable. But for dinner, it's usually 5:15.
So for dinner at 5:15, do you eat with your friends?
If lesson ends, if my lesson ends with them, then I will eat them. If not, then I go back hall. Oh yeah, hall the cai fan. Hall 11 cai fan store.
Is it vegetarian?
Okay, don't pick the meat.
So is it nice?
Yes, nice.
Like how much, like on a scale compared to all the other vegetarian food in NTU, how do you feel about the cai fan store?
Cai fan store is nice. I don't know. Because I'm not picky about food. Okay. Just if it's nice, then it's nice. It's not really,
how do you feel about Koku vegetarian food compared to the Can 11?
I prefer the Koku one because it's an actual vegetarian store. Because sometimes when I order from the Hall 11 one, right? Then I order the vegetables. Then I realize inside got like small shrimp, like half. It like by accident, oh. But then if I'm not that shrimp, then I just eat it.
So like from the minute you wake up, right, do you like plan like, oh, today I'm going to eat this or that? Or how's your like, talk me through your eating process?
My eating process?
Oh, you don't actually give much thought to it, right?
You're like,
whenever my friend's going to eat, yeah, I'll just like go there and then I'll see if there's an option. So is it very repetitive thing? The same places, you know?
More or less, yeah. Like, I don't really go and explore new stores.
But when you first arrived at NTU, right, and you were vegetarian, then you had to go and figure out, right?
Uh-huh.
So for you, that was, how did you find out what was vegetarian or...?
I think the first place I went to eat was Koku. So there happened to be a vegetarian store.
Uh-huh. Were you very happy? Or how
yeah,
do you feel?
Happy.
Do you feel like...
Oh my god, there's a store that I can buy from.
Is there anything specific you like at the store? Too? Your favorite thing to choose to pick at the store?
Not really. Not really. Which hall do you need to eat?
11.
Okay, so tell me about your best eating experience in NTU.
Best eating experience?
It's okay, you can take your time to think.
What do you mean by best eating experience? You feel happy during your experience? Like, not memorable. Most memorable.
It's actually either best or like frustrated.
Because people more remember the bad one than the good one.
Take a time to think.
Maybe K9 Mala. The K9 Mala. Because, I don't know, it wasn't because of the food, it was more because of the people I was with. Like, it was very fun, and then, like, a lot of, at that time, most of our OG was still together. So when we go there, then it was very fun, and keep talking. That's all, actually.
So it was a good and long ride.
Yeah.
Okay, so your dietary preferences is like vegetarian. You would prefer to eat. So for the mala, how do you eat vegetarian?
Just don't pick the meat. Just take the vegetable.
But you're okay. It's a mala for four, right? So you're okay if like, the soup is like a lot of meat inside. But you'll just pick the vegetable.
There's no meat, leh. Yeah, I don't know. You just don't pick the meat. You just don't 加肉. Just have to pick the vegetable.
The meat in the soup. They
use soup, right? It's the mala xiang kuo. So they just tao with the chili.
Okay, okay. That's right. Okay, I see. So you have your own individual plate, lah.
Usually, but sometimes if they want to share me, they won't order meat. Like if my friends want to share with me.
Okay. When your friends want to share with you, then they won't order meat. Have your friends always been this acceptive? Like when you first came to NTU, you were like, oh, I'm vegetarian. Has there ever been anyone who has, oh, oops, accidental? Or everybody knows you're vegetarian the day you walked in?
No, I just say
How do you tell people you're vegetarian?
I just tell them I don't want to eat.
So like in the OGL, like in a circle, in a group, you'll be like, oh, I don't eat.
I didn't say that, but they will ask because they see that my food different. Like they'll cater what I'm doing.
And then slowly, everyone starts to. Okay.